BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Are the artists looking at you in the crowd at a gig? Will you be BBC iPlayering and chill tonight? Charlie Slough on Real or No Real and Innuendo Bingo with Steph and Dom from Gogglebox on a sofa with Chris. It's so good.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Afternoon, Mills here. You all right? All good? Chris, all right, bae?
All right, Scott, don't call me bae.
So today's an exciting day on the show because we've got Steph and Dom, the posh couple off of Gogglebox. They are still in it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because I know there was a bit of social media confusion because they weren't on the first episode of this series.
Right.
We can ask them all this. They've certainly got a book out in time for Christmas, that's for sure.
Well, whatever, Gogglebox legends.
Legends. So we've got a sofa, and I urge you to watch this one today. It's going to be great. If you love Gogglebox, if you love Steph and Dom, this is one not to be missed. It's happening at 1:45. Did you just go and say hi to them?
I did, actually. Yeah, I said hello to Fleur East as well. Mm-hmm. And then by coincidence, I looked up and Steph and Dom... I was like, Steph and Dom are in the background there.
Wow, what a starry day at Radio 1 today. You just walk through. I was getting a coffee earlier. You just walk through to that green room bit. Fleur's there. Steph and Dom are there.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's what a time to be alive.
So if it's odd, because I don't really go out and meet people before, because you don't really allow it, generally. You say, you know, you avoid me meeting people in case I put them off.
But you know Fleur from before.
I know Fleur from a couple of nights out in Cavos, yeah.
When you were DJing and she was singing.
Yeah,
Before X Factor.
This was like way before X Factor, so yeah. I find it mad that she's in the live lounge now. And that was an amazing live lounge.
She was great. We're going to replay some of that later. But the first thing on your list of things to do is to watch Steph and Dom on Innuendo Bingo today. It's going to be amazing. At 1:45. Hey, we've got a new Wretch 3 2 tune now as well.
Oh, this is the best.
This is all right with me.
No matter what I tell them, it seems I always end up misunderstood. No matter my intention, no, they gotta say I'm up to no good. I ain't even mad. Why would I be mad? It's all alright.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Will you take me home? Could you take care of a broken soul? Will you hold me now? Will you take me home? Oh, oh, oh. Will you take me home? Will you take me?
That's Jess Glynn and Take Me Home on BBC Radio 1. And I'm delighted to announce that Steph and Dom have joined us from Gogglebox to play Innuendo Bingo today. Hello.
Hi,
Good
Scott.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, Steph, just talk us through your outfit that you've chosen today for Innuendo Bingo, please.
What's wrong with it?
No, just say what it is because people can't see it yet.
I have a pair of painting overalls on that I've had for 15 years and they've never been washed.
Okay.
So I've got those on, and then I've got my Hermes scarf around my head to protect my hair.
Do you think that's going to help you at all? Because I don't think it is.
The overalls do look used.
Yeah. They are incredibly used. Would you like to see them in my pouch?
Okay.
Well, what's in the pouch?
I'm telling you, there's everything you could ask for in here.
Almost.
I mean, I would say I'd like to put my hand in, but I'm not sure what.
Would you like a brass knob?
Okay, that's
why
in
have you
there.
Got, why are you carrying a brass knob around with you?
I feel like I'm dreaming.
In there.
Or you could have a ceramic knob.
Oh, thank you.
You've got loads of doorknobs in there.
Is this right? Is this?
What else? I've got hooks.
There's a nail there.
Actually, let's just get it all out.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
This is fascinating.
I never told you. It's fascinating. Look at that.
There's that pouch I've been looking for about 4 years.
There's so much in that pouch.
Yeah.
So, is this... Right.
Now, we're about to play Innuendo Bingo. We've got a...
you don't know where to go.
No, I don't. We've got a red sofa, and we're going to use it in just a moment. Now, I know there was a bit of confusion on social media because you weren't in the first episode of the new series. You're still on Gogglebox, are you?
Yes, we are.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because yeah. You weren't on the first one.
Just leave it. Don't worry.
Steph, you're making a noise.
Come on. Sorry.
We are still on it. We're just life is very busy for us now.
Yes.
And we're finding it very difficult to find time to film.
Mm. I mean, you've got this book as well.
Yep. Mm.
The Guide to Life.
Indeed.
Mm. Now, let's be honest, it's a toilet book, isn't it?
I beg your pardon.
You'd read it on the loo.
Well,
I don't read it on the loo.
You wrote it.
Oh, but I don't have to read it. I don't read anything on the loo. Why is it boys always read on the loo?
Okay.
I read it on the loo. Do you know there was this one, like, because a lot of it is a tricky one for me to relate to, because you two are in a different stage of life.
And trying to say something.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, you two live a finer life than I do.
Mm. Well, nicely put.
Classy. But, so anyway, because I was reading it.
It's you're common.
No, well, I am. But the book is a guide for life, right? And there's so many things that I would love to talk about in this book, but I can't because it's this time on the radio, Scott. But one of the things I thought would really interest you is this idea, Dom, that you always get something sent to you in the post.
I love
every
this
day
bit.
As a little surprise every day. So you said it's important to have that surprise every day, which is delivered by the postman.
Mm. Yeah, this is actually Steph, really, who's addicted to shopping. So I'll let her answer that one. It's not embarrassing in front of me.
Yeah, it's going to end up in a punch-up, so thanks for that.
So you get something delivered by post every day?
Yes, well, I sort of, I'm a bit over going shopping, actually physically going into shops and things. They're so busy, blah, blah, I can't park and all that crap. So I now internet shop, which is marvellous, and I forget what I've bought.
Right.
And so it arrives in the morning, I think, oh, how marvellous, what's this?
Yeah.
No idea what it is. Open
now,
it up.
Is that because maybe late at night you'll be the first to admit you do like a drink.
Yes.
And maybe you found yourself ordering things online after a little glass of wine or two.
More than one occasion, yes.
Right. So then you'll wake up and be like, but it's quite good in a way because you're like, oh, this is new. What's this?
You got it.
Mm.
And it can be something, I mean, what kind of thing would arrive?
Dare we ask?
Well, yeah. Boots, shoes.
Shoes. Lots of shoes.
Yep.
By the looks of it, lots of brass
knobs.
Knobs and knockers.
Knobs and knockers, no. Shoes, clothes, jewellery, whatever. Everything for me.
Everything. Every day something arrives.
Pretty much.
And this is brilliant.
You know, you two are well famous now. Do you ever go to nightclubs and DJ? Have you done that yet?
I think we're probably a bit old for that.
No, I don't think really? So. I think there's a gap in the market.
I wouldn't know, you know, what buttons to push, all that.
We'd be playing Neil Diamond. What are you talking about?
That doesn't matter. I think it's more of a, you know, oh my God, Steph and Dom are here. I know some of the other people in Gogglebox do it, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do public appearances in clubs and
do
that.
Do they?
Yeah, you should do that.
NFI. Mm. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
you know, on the show, is there a film crew there, or do they just leave cameras in your house?
Oh, no, there's a crew. There's a crew of about five.
That must
five.
Be odd.
No, not at all. They're next door in the dining room. We're in the drawing room, and they, you know, set it all up, shut the doors. We have no idea they're there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't see them, don't hear them.
But what's it like when they go? What is it like watching TV normally, like a normal person? Do you feel you have to comment on everything, or do you just do that anyway?
We just do that anyway. It's exactly the same, whether
exactly
there's anybody
the
there or not.
Right, okay. Well, it's so good, that show. It's the best. And it's a few series in now, but I'm not bored of it at all.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's good. Now, I've got a personal request. You know the band on Strictly Come Dancing? They're my friends, some of them. And they say, can they come and stay at your house at one point? Because they would like, I mean, they can bring their instruments.
They're more than welcome.
Yeah. Dave Arch and his band really want to come to stay at your house?
Our fees are on the website.
Okay.
You were on that show, weren't you? Of course. Four in a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, because
that's how it all started.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Something
did you win it?
No, but everybody thinks we won it.
Yeah,
so that's okay.
I suppose technically you really are the real winners out of
this. Yes,
I suppose.
Because you've got a massive house, haven't you? A big B&B.
A very large house, yes.
A big B&B,
it needs
yeah.
a lot of upkeep and care and love and attention, yeah. Mm.
Do you find that because of the show, like, there are never any vacancies now?
It is quite difficult to get in at a weekend, I will admit, yes.
Right.
Hence why we're so busy.
Because I don't think you realise that. A lot of people wouldn't realise that on the show, that you're in your house, but it is a B&B.
We're running a business as well.
Do you get to watch TV with you two
no.
if you stay?
No. Well, no. Quite simply because we'd take the telly out. Just our guests with a telly. So, no, we take it out because otherwise, generally, you know, of a weekend, there can be, you know, 30-odd people in the drawing room and it kicks off and a telly would get in the way.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this innuendo bingo, Scott. You know how many people have played this game? We've had some massive Hollywood A-listers.
Yeah.
Some amazing people in this game. I'm so up for today's innuendo bingo.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
Beware, please, both of you, that he does really spray. So spray back.
Well, okay. I will. I'm a good spray backer, actually.
Excellent. Okay, good stuff.
But
it's
I've also got a massive cold, so that's going to be a lovely little gift for him as
That'd
well.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Also, you can now you can watch Innuendo Bingo, this game which we play twice a week. You can watch it on BBC iPlayer now, so you can watch it on TV. Please, can you ask the producers of Gogglebox if they will let you all watch an episode of Innuendo Bingo at some point and comment on it?
We shall do our best.
Thank you very much. We're going to play the theme from the show, and then we're going to set you up on the red sofa. You can watch this in a moment on the Radio 1 website, wherever you can get to a screen, really, a computer, tablet, mobile phone. We're going to do it after this. It's Codaline on BBC Radio 1. This is the theme to the song.
Touch gloves, the show. Yeah, it'll be all right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You don't recognise it at first, but that is the theme to Gogglebox. It's Perfect World by Codaline on BBC Radio 1. Oh, there are incredible scenes right now in the live lounge. Let's put the cameras on so everyone can see it. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This has potential to be great. Today it's Steph and Dom from Gogglebox on Innuendo Bingo. Let's cross over to the live lounge where we find Chris in between Steph and Dom on a big red sofa. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hello. How are you feeling? All right?
A little bit nervous.
It's slippery, actually.
Yeah, it's a slippery.
It's a slippery couch because there's plastic sheeting all over the couch, and so it's hard to get comfortable, but
yeah.
As far as life goals go, this is definitely up there for me.
Is it?
This is huge.
Well, yeah. It's sitting on a plastic bag.
Yeah, we've had to cover the sofa, obviously, with some sheeting, because it does get pretty wet over there. You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website, and I urge you to do so, because it looks ridiculous. We've got the finest glasses out, of course, for Steph and Dom, bit of class.
Yes.
And Chris looks like their child sat between them.
Yeah.
It's great. This is great. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to your phone, tablet, computer, laptop. You can watch it right now. Okay, so what we first do is we fill our mouths as much as we can with water. Here we go.
Dom, do you mind passing the water there, please, sir?
Not at all. I often like to pass water.
Thank you.
Yes, good.
There we go. One each.
Here we go, guys.
There you go.
Bit of posh Innuendo Bingo today, what we've all been waiting for.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here we go. Chin
chin. Chin chin.
Chin
chin. Chin
chin.
Chin chin. Chin
chin. Good health.
Tally ho.
There we are. Up yours. Is that not it? That's not it, is it?
I think that was wrong.
Sorry, wrong one.
Oh, no, I'm wet.
You've messed yourself already, Chris. Okay. Okay, keep the water in, please. And obviously, if the clip is funny, it will spray out. Try a spray over Chris and vice versa, everyone. Antiques Roadshow first. And, well, I've not seen it for a while, Antiques Roadshow. But it used to be people bringing their antiques in to be valued, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't swear, everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, here's Lord Boyce. I think that he may have got the wrong end of the stick here.
Do you remember at the beginning of the programme I told you about the Lord's Warden of the Cinque Ports, who live here at Walmer Castle? Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the latest Lord Warden, Lord Boyce, and I'd like to talk to you about your winkle.
My winkle? Well, that's very special, and here it is.
Oh, now, Steph, I didn't expect you to spray that much, but you did say you were a sprayer.
Oh. I love a good spray.
Yeah. Right, right on the back of my neck.
This is going to be a wet one, I think.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lord Boyce there for presenting that to Fiona Bruce.
And I'd like to talk to you about your winkle.
My winkle? Well, that's very special. And here it is.
Here it is. It's a small silver winkle, everyone. A shell, if you will.
Silver.
It's silver, yep. Silver little shell there. Jono from Hart, Alan from Glasgow, Rebecca from Helensburgh, Nicola from Kilmarnock, Dan from Nuneaton, Luke from Huddersfield, and loads more spotted that one. So many people. Loads of you also sent this next one in. It's I'm a Celebrity on ITV. Have been watching this, Steph and Dom? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of Lady C?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Now, Lady C is locked in a box for a bush tucker trial. The what's going to come out, Steph? Let it come out. No hands, no hands. Now, Lady C is locked in the box. I think the trials are kind of more intense this year. And Lady C is not impressed.
They're coming, Lady C. They're coming. You need to speed up your coming technique. Oh.
This is so... This is so, so good. You okay, Chris?
Oh! It's both of them on me.
I know.
We should be doing this.
You really meant that, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh.
Steph and Dom getting fully involved here. It's great. Oh. Good to see.
Yeah.
If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, please watch this one today. This is the best.
Steph, you keep staring at me. What's going on?
You're just absolutely so.
I am.
And you do look very happy about it.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep going.
Keep going.
Tally-ho.
OK, now we're going over to Gogglebox. And you know Kate and Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, they've got a dog who experiences an incredible trick every time he goes to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Well, the place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. He likes going up to old people's home, don't he, best? He likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady, and then he put his nose right up her skirt, and she gave him a custard cream.
Gaia! Gaia beauty!
You did well there.
Oh!
You did well there, Steph.
Steph, you okay, hon?
Held it in well there.
Oh, we're going to look like something out of Kiss in a minute.
You are. It's
I already look like it, do
not
I?
Not quite. A couple of minutes.
I think you look great.
Incredible trick there in the nursing home on Gogglebox.
And then he put his nose right up her skirt. And she gave him a custard cream.
Now,
that's a bloody punchline as well.
Yeah, you did. Now, Chris, have you got? Do you want to do a top up there?
Yes.
What have you got?
She's in my pants.
I've got a semi on.
Lovely bit of semi on for you, a vintage French.
You had a semi on.
I do. It's just over there.
Oh, it needs to top up with. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Have a look.
There we are. So there we are. Chin. Get that down, you.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Tarbuck now on Radio 2. Now, Lisa's getting a lot of emails about listeners' dreams. Most of them involving Daniel Craig. Now, this is going to be messy, this one, because Steph and Dom have got their faces pretty much pressed up to Chris. So when it goes, it's going to be wet. This is great. I need to take a picture of this particular moment. Yes, listeners' dreams on Radio 2. They involve Daniel Craig, and as we all know, anything can happen in dreams.
Lisa, can you tell the Daniel Craig snogger that he was two-timing that night, the rat? He was actually giving me a facial whilst periodically kissing my face.
No, they didn't like that one. But eventually...
Oh.
Still went for his face.
Oh, that was
just posh noise now, isn't it? That was a good one.
Oh, my word.
It's wet down there in the live lounge.
Pass us another water.
Yeah, I think so.
This is great. I love this. Nathan Essex is watching this for the first time. He says, I love the couch. I know, it's nice, isn't it? Charlie the dentist from Glasgow says, this is brilliant. Stan from Suffolk says, Steph and Dom look like proud parents with Chris in the middle. Okay, so we're now going back to the jungle.
Wiping it with a wet towel, that's funny.
What?
That's one.
Yep, as you would.
Mm. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Over at the jungle, Lady C is really embracing the challenge of these trials.
Well done. That's a tough one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I figure they'll just have to do with 9 instead of 12.
And you attempted every helmet.
It's hard going side to side on this.
It is. I mean, you are definitely wettest.
Oh, that was a good one.
I don't know, I think I'm catching up, to be honest with you.
Oh, Steph. Yeah.
Bloody hell. Oh, yeah,
now,
you're
no swearing.
See-through.
Careful.
Next to The Apprentice, and as the series progresses, the contestants get more and more competitive, as you may have noticed if you've been watching. As you're about to hear... Water, please.
Oh, Dom, another water, please.
Oh, shee. Mary, mother. Look at that.
You look ridiculous. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they are getting more competitive on The Apprentice. And as you're about to hear, April is prepared to do anything to win this task.
I did try and stress that we needed to upsell the DIY because we could get more money.
Upsell the DIY, meaning what?
April stated that we'll do extras for £10. £10 an hour.
Oh, April.
Oh, no. No.
No, Steph, don't chuck the water at Chris.
He's first.
No.
Dom, actually.
That was just, you were just hosing that in my face.
Really? Really? Yeah. Oh, I don't know why you'd say that.
I know.
And I know.
Next, it's Simply Nigella on BBC Two.
Here we go.
You know Nigella. Here is Nigella Lawson telling us the secret.
Sorry.
Telling us the secret to a fantastic dinner party.
When I have people over, I don't do formality. I do cosy, and I feed my friends my fish tacos.
Yes, Chris.
No way.
High five, Dom.
No way.
Oh, you've ganged up on Steph now.
That's a glare.
That's such a glare.
I feed my friends my fish tacos.
Good. Thank you, Stuart and Sean and Lindsay, for sending that one in. And finally.
Good.
Finally.
Sorry, Dom, you're going to have to chuck a bit more water. Well, not literally. It's...
I don't move.
No, I know.
I might slip over here.
This is fantastic, by the way. So many people are watching this today.
Never mind.
Was it gathering in your pouch?
Yeah. Oh, you're behind pouch. Okay, one more then. Radio 4 and Stephen Fry. Fantastic. He's in the Wild West. Right. Ready? Here we go.
All right. Come on then.
As you're about to hear, life really is very different out there.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
As his cousin Jack, of course, helping him off a horse there. And that was today's Inuit Bingo. Oh, wow. With Steph and Dom. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, and on a sofa. Guys, thank you so much. Come back and see us again soon.
Come on, Dom.
Come in.
Oh, big hugs all round. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
One.
BBC Radio 1, that's Disclosure and Gregory Porter with Holding On and Freezy, one of my faves at the moment, Wolf Alice. Chris thinks my taste in music is changing.
No, I just... It's a great song, right? But it's just not one that I would expect you to come out and say that you really love.
I really like it.
I think you're turning more...
more indie.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I'm really not.
Is this the new you? Are you trying to kind of remodel yourself here?
Reinvent myself?
Yeah.
No. Done that already. I'm still loving Sax by Fleur East. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm still very much into the pop. We're going to play that now, actually. Fleur East, incredible in the live lounge earlier. She did her single, Sax, and she also covered Nick Jonas' Levels, which was very brassy, if you don't mind me saying. And also, there was a bit of Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know, chucked in there as well. That was the twist that she was talking about on Grimmy's show this morning.
We love a twist in the live lounge.
We love a twist. You'll be able to watch both performances later on. Oh, you could have a right night of it, couldn't you? You could watch Innuendo Bingo with Steph and Dom, and then straight afterwards you can go on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer and watch as well the Fleur East live lounge. So, from earlier today, this is Sax by Fleur.
the Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Boom. Oh, I just said boom in real life. Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
How would you like to be punished?
By Steph and Dom. Okay, so that was Fleur East and Sax. It took everything I've got not to play horns over that because it was so brassy.
Do you mean when she was actually performing? You weren't stood outside the live
band, like, what, like with my machine?
Yeah, trumpet in hand.
Yeah. It's just that it was so good I didn't want to ruin it, but wow. To not press this button was really hard.
Mm.
So that was Fleur East. You can watch that and her cover of Levels with a Twist tonight on BBC iPlayer. I'll tell you what, right? Everyone tonight, will you promise me, if you're going to be in tonight, that you'll watch Fleur East Live Lounge and you'll watch Steph and Dom Innuendo Bingo? Jason Driffield has already been on saying, girlfriend's sacks me off for the next couple of nights. She's doing her own thing. So iPlayer will fill the gap that she's left. Bring on the Live Lounge and bring on Bingo.
Let's do an iPlayer and chill night.
iPlayer and chill. Let me know if you're part of this.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Okay, so track of the day. Sounded great when Grimmy played it earlier. This is a girl from New York. Her name is Elle King. She's been on the James Bay tour, so if you went to see James Bay, you might have seen her before, if you got there early enough. See that text from a guy called David earlier to say he saw Elle King supporting on the James Bay tour and was convinced that Elle was smiling at him all the way through the set.
Aww.
Now, we've discussed this before on the show.
Don't ruin it.
David, people that think the pop star is smiling at them or singing directly to them and having eye contact with them, it's never you.
I had it once with Katy Perry. Do you remember?
It didn't happen.
It did, though.
No, it wasn't you. She has to look at somebody in the crowd. And it was probably the person two doors down from you.
You were next to me.
No, it wasn't you.
So you're claiming it was you?
It wasn't me either. They're not looking at anyone in particular. But David, okay, if that's what you want to think.
It was me.
And if you want to think that Katy Perry was looking at you all the way through that gig we went to, that's cool.
It was.
Cool. So this is Elle King with X's and O's, and it's Radio 1's Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
BBC Radio 1.
It wasn't. Elle King, X's and O's on BBC Radio 1. I like it, says Jim in Leicester. And then we've got loads of people that think that they've been to a concert and the pop star was looking directly at them. Like, so many.
If you are an attractive person, pop star is going to stare at you, right? Like,
what did you just say?
No, what I'm saying is, you think that the pop star isn't looking at anyone. But they do so many concerts, right? What happens is they see someone they probably fancy a little bit, and then they go, "Oh, I quite like them." And then obviously, every now and then, we'll keep trying to look at them.
If you're an attractive person, then obviously pop stars are going to look at me.
No,
that's what you just called yourself.
I didn't call myself. What I'm saying is, you're saying that pop stars aren't looking at people. I think you're wrong.
Okay, but she wasn't looking at you though. Elle King, X's and O's is Radio 1's Track of the Day. Generally a very good reaction to that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wayne is convinced that the backing singer of Rudimental gave him serious eye contact at a recent gig. Anne-Marie. Legends Nightclub, apparently, Anthony. It was me giving you eye contact. It wasn't me, Anthony. It wasn't.
Well,
it wasn't.
Was it?
I don't think so. I had the lead singer of a small band stare at me the whole way through their gig last December. The reason I knew he was looking at me was that he actually apologised when I met him afterwards. Sorry, I was staring at you.
I do like it as well when pop stars prove that they can see people at the back and they'll pick out one person and say, I can see you. And then they'll describe the person just to prove it.
Yeah. Poppy's been on. I went to see Mumford & Sons in Brighton in April. Have to say Marcus was definitely looking at me all the way through. I agree with Chris. Of course you do. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. All right, I'm getting a backlash at the moment from a few of our listeners accusing me of ignoring Christmas. Me? Mm. Ignoring Christmas? I think not.
This is how you work. You play the first Christmas song and then you get lazy. Then you let everyone else do the work and then you just pick up the Christmas vibes towards the end.
I played the first song in September, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I broke the seal. Yeah. Okay, right. So for everyone that's going, oh, why aren't you involved with Christmas? You know that... When it comes along, in probably a week, or maybe a little bit more than a week, I will be the first person to get deep in it.
And we are going to do all the Christmas traditions. We had a meeting about this after the show because Scott had concerns that we shouldn't dial a carol. We shouldn't play Wrap Myself Up in Paper. We shouldn't do it. Scott was saying, no, it's all very well and good, but we've been doing this for years now and we're not going to do it. And I'm completely the opposite view.
Right. A tradition, yeah?
Yeah. And I think people like some of those traditions as well.
But, like, how many times can you make it different when you call some carol singers in America and they do a carol for you?
That's not the point.
Okay.
The thing is, you said this the other day, loads of people text in saying, no, we want to hear those things.
Okay. And we're going to do a 24 Years at the Sap End Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do... Well, yeah, of course we'll play Wrap Myself in Paper. That's
of course.
Of course.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You're a bit agitated today, Chris. What's up?
Not agitated. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, but there is something on my mind that's been bothering me.
Okay.
Well, I thought I'd discuss it with you, Scott, because you can help me reason it out. Do you remember a while ago we were talking about the cafes and restaurants that serve food on anything except a plate?
Yes.
They serve it on shovels. They'll serve it on tiles. Like, sometimes they serve it on wood.
Yeah, they do. Actually, I was in a place at the weekend that served it on wood.
Yeah, really?
In Hampshire, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's completely unnecessary. I'm a fan of the plate.
Yeah,
right?
Get a plate out.
But there's loads of these kind of cooking fads that seem to be going on. Do you remember a while ago it seemed that mac and cheese was appearing everywhere?
Everywhere.
And it was a side for everything. It no longer became a main dish. You could have a side of mac and cheese with literally everything.
Same with pulled pork.
Oh, everywhere. Everywhere. And it's not just pulled pork. You can get pulled chicken. Everything could be pulled, and it was put as a side thing on a menu, or worse still, added into burgers. It's just one of those things that bugged me, because it was like, it's a bit like when you walk past a restaurant and it says street food. You know, it's not street food, it's not on the street. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just because it's a fashionable thing to say.
I think it's a really, I think it's a city thing.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
How can we dress up our food in a different way? I know, we'll just put it on a shovel and pull it.
Yeah, pull it, call it street food, serve it on a shovel and sell it for twice as much.
Yeah.
That's what happens here.
That's right.
Right?
And that's where we live.
So there's another one that's bugging me. I got a tweet from someone, and this is what's kind of tipped me over the edge with this. I got a tweet from a guy called Barney, who says, Chris, have you ever had a naked toad in the hole? And then what he's done is he's attached a picture of a menu, obviously of the restaurant that he's in, and it does. It says toad in the hole, and you can have it served in a naked option.
What's... Oh, what does that mean without carbs?
I think it means without toad. In this sense. No, it would be without hole.
Without hole?
Yeah, I imagine so. I imagine it's just a sausage, isn't it?
Oh, right. What's the point of that?
Just put sausage on the menu. Do you know what I mean? That's no longer toad in a hole. That's toad.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
So this naked option bugs me. I've seen it before with burritos as well. Whole point of burrito, right, is that it comes as a big wrap. A big, massive wrap that's hard to eat. Naked burrito,
no wrap. Just meat.
And... I've noticed this more and more. It's the kind of thing I imagine you've done in a restaurant, because you love a sort of dietary cooking fad.
Okay, I'll level
with you. It's quite showbiz.
I did have a burger wrapped in a lettuce leaf once.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it again. I didn't return.
Did you feel stupid?
I did feel stupid, because everyone else was having a normal burger, like a normal person.
Yeah.
And now I'm just there with a lettuce leaf with a burger in it.
I
felt like an idiot.
It's like, just don't have it. It's such a weird option. What you're asking for is you're willing to pay the money, but you want a substantial piece of the food gone.
Yeah. And if you're going to have a burger, have a burger.
It's like when you order a pizza. There's a pizza you can order in one of those chains where it's the healthy option, right? You know why it's the healthy option? Because there's just a circle of it missing from the middle. Just don't eat a pizza. Do you know what I mean? What's it? That's not it, like you're stupid because it looks like a big pizza, but there's a significant amount missing from the middle of it.
Less calories because most of it's missing.
Because less pizza. Anyway, this naked thing's really bugging me.
I do think this is a thing that just happens in the cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think so, and I'd quite like to put this to the test.
Because you see, I worry that it's going to be like mac and cheese, where it's one of those things that it's heard of in one restaurant, spreads to another, and before you know it, this naked, you're going to have every option of food naked in any restaurant that you go to.
Yeah. Can we just bring back normal food, please? Yeah. What I'm doing right now is having a little internet search for some cafes.
Do you know what I'm saying, though, Mills? Because naked toad in the hole is not toad in the hole. It's just sausage.
Shh, I get it. Right? Yeah. Okay now?
Yeah.
Right, I'm searching for some cafes. Not in London. And I think we should call them and see if they do it naked. Because I think it's just a thing that is happening in, like, London, Manchester...
Yeah, you don't think it's caught on?
I don't think so.
In most of the UK, you think this is something that can be restrained?
Yeah, I think it's for idiots that are prepared to pay more money.
Showbiz circles. Great, so we're going to call cafes.
Yeah, I've got some here. Fine. Just ones I've picked at random.
You go first?
No, you're doing it.
And I say what?
You just ask them if they do it naked and see what they say. I bet it's not a thing, I bet you.
So I just ring up a cafe and ask if they do the naked option.
Exactly that, Chris. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is on one today about naked food. That's like a burger, for example, with the fun bit taken out, the bun.
No, let's get this in perspective as well. There's more important things going on in the world, but it is something that's bugging me.
Yeah.
Just the term naked with all foods. It's a dangerously foodie phrase that seems to be taken over.
It's kind of a showbiz thing for, I guess, people that want to watch their figure. And they're just not having the carbs, the bread, or any fun.
It is generally the bread that is taken off anything. So a naked pizza is basically a kind of non-existent pizza.
Mm. Just tomatoes.
It's a salad.
and you'd have your naked burger there, which is, and I did do this once, I'm admitting it, burger in lettuce leaf. Mm. Felt stupid.
Naked burrito is just some guacamole on a spoon.
Right, so I've got some cafes here which we're going to ring at random. They're dotted all over the UK. I bet you it's not a thing. This is just a thing that would be on, like, Made in Chelsea.
Oh,
this is not
so
real
is.
Life. Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
It's worth checking, though.
Let's do call number one. You ready?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Just wondering what's on the menu today.
What do you mean?
What are you serving?
All sorts. Breakfast, sandwiches, chips, burgers.
Any specials?
No, we don't do specials.
Burger-wise?
Yeah.
Is it just your standard burgers?
Cheeseburger, whole normal burger, yeah.
Can you do it naked for me? They don't do that service. It is a strange question
a weird
to ask.
Question.
I understand why people would react like that.
Especially when you've just started the conversation.
No, I don't. This is what I'm saying. I don't think this idea is going to play out well.
Let's try again.
We go again.
Come on.
Fine.
I've got another number.
Right.
Maybe try and ease them in a bit more first.
What do you mean?
Well, just you asked it quite quickly.
There's no way to subtly ask that kind of question.
Just give it another go for me. Go on.
Afternoon, the
Butty
Box.
Hello, I'm just wondering, what's on the menu, please?
You want to go through the whole menu?
Maybe the highlights.
Highlights? We have specials on, which is like chili and rice, curry and rice, we do jacket potatoes, we do corned beef hash.
That sounds nice.
We do pie, mashed peas and gravy.
Pie, mashed peas and gravy. What pie is that?
It's a meaty potato.
Very nice.
Okay.
And jacket potato is just a potato, yeah?
Yeah, whatever filling you want.
The pie, mashed peas and gravy.
Yeah.
It sounds lovely. Can you do it naked for me?
Do you mean naked?
You know, naked. Have you ever done it naked before? Naked would work better for me if it's possible to do.
So you don't want gravy on it?
Well, I've been to a cafe before where they did it naked, and it's just a better pie for me.
Okay, well, what do you mean? Do you want me to be naked or not put gravy on?
I wasn't thinking that. I just thought the food naked. That's a whole different option. Is that on the menu? No.
It's not been on the menu so far, no.
No. Okay, right. I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hang on a second. Okay. That threw me.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
I was not expecting that.
Oh. Okay, right. I'm not going to make you call anymore now.
Land me in trouble in a whole host of different ways.
I know.
Smells.
Okay. I think that the naked thing that we've been talking about is just a city thing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's a bit showbiz. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A bit of a fad.
It's a bit of Cheryl Fernandez Fassini.
A little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, from Charlie Puth to Charlie Sloth.
Inside the place. Splash in your face.
Yes.
I don't know.
Who's better, you or Charlie Puth?
Me, innit?
That'd be an amazing battle, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Who do you think would win?
Do you even know who Charlie Puth is?
No, he's a singer, cos.
Yeah, but...
I only know him because of that record he was on with Wiz Khalifa.
With Burj Khalifa, yeah.
What did you call him?
Hmm?
What did you just call
him? Burj Khalifa.
Oh, right, yeah, I get it. Dun 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 dun. Took a minute.
Tell me about your week, please.
Just got back into the swing of things. I was poorly last week. Man had tonsillitis in the M. Doctor said I need to get them out. Yeah, oh. I'm like, nah, cuz, not getting them out. They're mine.
Right, so you had a bit of tonsillitis, did you?
Yeah.
Did he take them out in the end?
No. I'm seeing a specialist on Thursday, actually, because I want a second opinion. My doctor was like, fam, you need to get them out. You've had tonsillitis 6 times in 2 years. So you need to get them out. They need to go. I was like, no, they're mine.
Cool story.
I'm going to see a specialist on Thursday to get a second opinion because I'm trying to hold on to these little beauties.
Mm. Yeah, you can't use your voice in your job, can you?
10 days out of the game as well, they said.
Is it?
Although there are 4 different methods to remove them.
Okay, anyway, did you have a strong weekend?
I was pretty much out of the game. I actually got back into the swing of things on Saturday.
Well, I know because I was texting you about going to do this vitamin thing last week. You weren't getting back to me. I was like, flaky Charlie. And then it makes sense. Makes sense. I know you were in bed. It's all good.
Yeah. I turned my phone off, actually, because I thought, you know what?
You're so popular that you would just get hassled all the time.
My phone is actually really bad. And the worst thing is somebody put my number online last week. Mm. Yeah, they did.
Did they?
And yeah, I've been getting up to 50 prank calls a day. It's really embarrassing.
Well, that's not me.
I bet it was you, wasn't it?
It wasn't me.
Was it you
two?
Yeah, but you might have been doing it from another number.
No.
It's true. We have got your phone number.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a novelty.
So you had to change the number, have you?
I've not changed it yet. I don't really want to be honest, because I've had this number for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool number, isn't it?
Is it? But it's really cool.
It is a cool number. So, I mean, try not to change it, but what can you do?
And here's today's Real or No Real.
Singer Jamie Lawson has trademarked the lyrics, "I wasn't expecting that," and is planning to release a range of mugs with the catchphrase on in time for Christmas.
That's a sensible thing to do.
Mm.
It's his catchphrase. Well,
business.
He wasn't the first person to ever say, "I wasn't expecting that."
Wasn't expecting that.
But it's on his track. Charlie, you've probably never heard this before in your life.
Obviously, Ed Sheeran's my mate. He signed to Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
done, no.
So
put
you
two
got
and two
it.
Together.
You got it.
It was only a word. It was almost misheard.
You know it.
I wasn't expecting that.
Big record still.
Yeah, do you play it on One Extra with a donk on it?
No, I actually do play it though.
What, just in the comfort of your own home?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him just on his own there?
Do you pretend to DJ at home when you're at home? I mean, you play all the songs you can't play on One Extra like Jamie Lawson?
No, that'd be quite awkward. And I'm not at home that much anyway.
I know, Cole's busy.
Fair, man, he's a busy man.
Christmas merch though, interesting topic this one. Are you all set for Christmas, Charlie?
I am set for Christmas.
You got your Christmas jumper?
I have.
I saw a great one for you the other day. I might actually buy it for you.
Really?
Yeah, I won't say yet because I think I think the thing is, what size do I go?
I knew.
For?
You know, no, I knew you were going to say that.
No, I knew it was coming. We just need to know.
No, I knew there would be a fat joke in there somewhere.
No, we just
this
need to know.
This fatism thing has gone nowhere. It's I thought I'd come wasn't. Back and you guys would have got over it.
No, actually we just wasn't. Need to know if he's going to buy you. You know, he doesn't want to get the wrong size. So, what size is it?
I was only going to say because the ones I saw come up slightly small.
Right.
Was it XL? Is it?
I'm not a fan. Do I look like an XL? It's really awkward, actually.
Okay, XX then.
Well, it depends
we just
on the
need
brand.
To know right.
It depends on the brand. If you can let me know the brand of the jumper.
Okay.
Oh, it's not
okay, well,
expensive.
No, I'll leave it as a treat, but I'll get you a Christmas jumper. Scott, you were saying that you've got a Christmas jumper for both of us.
Yeah, I have. I'll bring it in. I'm not going to bring it until December because it's not right.
You don't want to give details of it, but you've said it's the best one yet.
It's the best one yet.
Right.
Because we can... it's for both of us.
It's funny this time of year because everyone... Well, loads of people are getting Christmas jumpers in preparation, but no one's dared crack one out yet.
As he said, Greg Dawson, that hits off of Newsbeat. Has Jamie Lawson...
Why is he on the mind?
Has Jamie Lawson got a range of mugs coming out with the catchphrase, I wasn't expecting that on it, real or no real, Charlie Slough?
I'm going to say real, because obviously Ed's behind this whole thing. He's a genius when it comes to business. So I'm going to say real on this.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh, we fooled you. But he is in live with Greg today, so I imagine they'll be doing a live version of I Wasn't Expecting That game.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
With the actual artist. And next.
Scripted reality TV stars like Charlotte Crosby have their phones taken off them at the start of filming and aren't allowed them back until the entire series has been recorded.
That's weird.
Thing is, you often see them on the phone on these shows, so do you think that... Perhaps they're like a stunt phone.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Just as a prop.
Or maybe they're just only allowed to call certain people. Because let's say if you're filming, for instance, Geordie Shore for what, 2-3 months? You're not going to have your phone with you at all for the whole time.
No, that's not happening, is it?
That's a long time to be without phone.
What's your favourite?
Maybe you just get, you know, you can just call immediate friends and family and that's probably what the phone is that you see on the show.
What's your favourite out of all the reality shows?
Oh, it's hard. Obviously, Strictly Come Dancing is great.
It's not Big a reality show, though,
it's
is
not,
it?
It's not. It's more of an entertainment reality. Saturday night
okay,
show.
Okay.
This is a great question, actually, yeah. Charlie.
I don't watch Chelsea. I have watched Towie.
Do you enjoy Towie?
Yeah, I used to. Not so much now.
It's gone down a bit, isn't
it? Yeah, a little bit.
You're more the... I can't remember the name of it, but like the Hollywood Wives one.
Yeah, Real Housewives, Atlanta, Orange County.
Orange County, good one.
Hit me with it. Mob Wives, me and Clara Amfo watched that. Awesome, it's on ITVB. Get involved with that.
I've seen the advert for that. They look like men.
They
they look so serious. They look scary.
You would not. They're basically married to the mob.
Yeah, I
so
say
you
that.
Would not.
I didn't. That, Roshan, why are you saying that for, man?
You wouldn't mess with them. But do they have their phones taken off them at the start of filming and not allowed to have them back until the end? Real or no real?
Go on, Chris.
I think this is silly. No real.
This is real, fam.
That one is real.
What? Yeah. Charlotte Crosby told me herself just the other day.
Did she?
Yeah, because I texted her for something.
What were you doing? Hello?
No, I just texted her for something.
What were you doing with her?
Nothing to do with you. And
you have her number?
Yeah, of course I got her number.
What do you mean, of course you got her number? Why would you have her number? You never hang out with her. Where'd you get her number from?
I needed to speak to her about something.
Did you have to get her number from someone else? What did you
speak to her about? I'm not telling you.
Come on, put it out there.
I just spoke to her about something.
Put it out to the universe, man.
She didn't reply for 2 months, and I was like, why haven't you replied? And she's like, oh, sorry, I've just got my phone back because we've just finished filming.
That is the best excuse.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have a phone on me for 2 months.
Hey!
That's true.
She's blatantly going into promo mode for I need to speak to Millsy.
That one is no real.
It's real.
That is no real.
Okay, it's my game, it's real.
Oh,
and
wow.
Next.
In Australia, there are over 6 different words for hash brown.
This is a random one.
Why? Why is there?
So what? It'll be like potato.
Potato waffle?
Potato ting.
Brown hash?
Yeah. I imagine that it's like anything. You've got fish fingers, you've got fingers of fish.
Who calls them fingers of fish?
They're called fish sticks in America.
Fish sticks in America.
Are they?
Yeah. I find this about America, and actually, when you watch Australian TV programs, though, they've got a lot of different names for food, and sometimes can be confusing when you look on the menu. They have weird names for food.
For branding reasons, you've got to do that, haven't you? You've got to have all different names. There'll always be a popular brand, and then you've got to think of all the words around those things, you know? So I actually think this could be real.
Six different words for hash browns, though, I think excessive. Because we don't have... How many do we have?
Is it one.
Hash brown.
Yeah. That's it.
Are they particularly popular in Australia? Maybe they are. I'm going to go, I think, real on this one, Mills.
Really?
Okay. I'm going to say no real. That's bizarre.
That one is real.
Yes.
So, do you want to know what they are?
Yep.
Potato cake.
That was a good accent, fam.
Potato scallop. Scallop. Potato fritter. And fritter.
Right. Okay.
But scallop, I thought that was... Scallop's not that,
potato
is it?
Scallop is a lie, surely.
Scallop. But I thought that was fish.
Yeah, you know what a scallop is. It's a fish thing, isn't it?
It's a fish thing, fam.
It's a fish thing, fam. Well, not in Australia. Potato cake, potato scallop, potato fritter, and hash brown. That makes six, thanks.
Fascinating. This is a great Australian accent, mate.
Thanks. And at the end of the round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Charlie got 10.
Oh, boring draw.
Scoreboard.
What's on your show on One Extra today?
You are not going to believe who's on the show today. Think Bodyguard. Yeah?
Who?
What?
Kevin is on the show today.
What even made you think of that line?
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner on the show today. Man,
what are you
Robin.
On about? Oh,
Man
wheel him out. Robin. Seriously.
Robin Hood.
What a weird
He's
line.
On the show today.
That's a weird line
He's
for him.
He's the guy.
Robin
He's
Hood.
The bodyguard. He's here to look after me.
Right.
Oh. What a weird lie.
Someone from the early 90s on One Extra coming up. And Greg is on Radio 1 with Jamie Lawson today and some more wrong-uns coming up.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
This
is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.